Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Who here has ever read the first verse of the Bible? Everyone, probably. Can anyone quote it?
In the beginning, God
created the heavens and the earth.
Can someone quote the first four words?
In the beginning, God.
Yeah. In a book that's known the world over, 66 books inside it, 1,189 chapters, and if I added it right just now, 31,101 verses. And it starts off with, in the beginning, God. He doesn't defend himself. He doesn't say, hey, let me convince you that I'm real. He just says it, and that's kind of interesting. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so today I got actually two poems for you. One is really long, and the other one is just kind of presented as way of introduction, but just how God is always there. He's not affected by time, but he's always there for us. The first one is called My Name is I Am. It's by a woman named Helen Mellicote. I don't know anything about her, but the poem is really good. I was regretting the past and fearing the future when suddenly my father was speaking, My name is I am. He paused and I waited. He continued. When you live in the past with its regrets and mistakes, it is hard for me. I am not there. My name is not I was. When you live in the future with its problems and fears, it is difficult for me. I am not there. My name is not I will be. When you live in this moment, it is not hard. I am here. My name is I am. And actually, that is God's covenant name all the way through the Bible. I am that I am, Jehovah. I don't remember exactly how many times, but it's used thousands of times in the Old Testament. And in the King James Bible, all Lord, all capitals, that's when it's used. And God is. And that's what we're to believe. We're to believe that he is. He is everything we need. And that's what this poem is about. It's a guy written by a guy named Mike Hilson for a magazine called Vista Magazine about 20 or 25 years ago. I couldn't find the date on it. It was something that I had posted on my website a long time ago, and I was thinking about the last couple of weeks. And so just listen to it and think about who God is in your life. He is the first and last, the beginning and the end. He is the keeper of creation and the creator of all. He's the architect of the universe and the manager of all times. He always was, he always is, and he always will be. Unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone. He was bruised and brought healing. He was pierced and eased pain. He was persecuted and brought freedom. He was dead and brought life. He is risen and brings power. He reigns and brings peace. The world can't understand him. The armies can't defeat him. The schools can't explain him, and the leaders can't ignore him. Herod couldn't kill him, the Pharisees couldn't confuse him, and the people couldn't hold him. Nero couldn't crush him, Hitler couldn't silence him, the New Age can't replace him, and Donahue can't explain him away. He is light, love, longevity, and Lord. He is goodness, kindness, gentleness, and God. He is holy, righteous, mighty, powerful, and pure. His ways are right. His word is eternal. His will is unchanging, and his mind is on me. He is my redeemer. He is my savior. He is my guide, and he is my peace. He is my joy. He is my comfort. He is my Lord, and he rules my life. I serve him because his bond is love, his burden is light, and his goal for me is abundant life. I follow him because he is the wisdom of the wise, the power of the powerful, the ancient of days, the ruler of rulers, the leader of leaders, the overseer of the overcomers, and the sovereign Lord of all that was and is to come. And if that seems impressive to you, try this on for size. His goal is a relationship with me. He will never leave me, never forsake me, never mislead me, never forget me, never overlook me, and never cancel my appointment in his appointment book. When I fall, he lifts me up. When I fail, he forgives. When I am weak, he is strong. When I am lost, he is the way. When I am afraid, he is my courage. When I stumble, he steadies me. When I am hurt, he heals me. When I am broken, he mends me. When I am blind, he leads me. When I am hungry, he feeds me. When I face trials, he is with me. When I face persecution, he shields me. When I face problems, he comforts me. When I face loss, he provides for me. When I face death, he carries me home. He is everything for everybody, everywhere, every time, and every way. He is God. He is faithful. I am his, and he is mine. My Father in heaven can whip the father of this world. So if you're wondering why I feel so secure, understand this. He said it, and that settles it. God is in control. I am on his side, and that means all is well with my soul. Every day is a blessing, for God is. Thank you.